Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you. Hi, and welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast. I'm Lucy Lampe, your host, and I have a question for you. So, do you ever feel overwhelmed and just want to bawl your eyes out? I'm not talking about a little trickle of a tear where, you know, this is sad, this is hard, but like a full-on cry your eyes out breakdown, like the breakdown before the breakthrough type moment. Because if you get the gist, this is the direction we're going. It's the breakdown before the breakthrough. This is one of my favorite things to keep in mind when I have these feelings, when I feel the emotions bubbling up, instead of stuffing them away. You know what happens when we stuff them away, right? So it's a little bit like this. My coach explained it in my favorite way ever. He said, it's like trying to hold down beach balls in a swimming pool. If you imagine that those uncomfortable emotions are beach balls popping up to the, trying to pop up to the surface, but you don't want other people to see your beach balls. So you just awkwardly keep them below the surface. And the thing about this is it just looks really weird, right? Like even if nobody can see your beach ball, they can tell like your posture's off. You look kind of constipated. Something just doesn't seem right. And then you have another beach ball and another beach ball. So you can see how this doesn't work. And if we imagine that being our emotions as they're coming up, unaddressed, unacknowledged, unaccepted, unfelt, it's going to wreak a lot of havoc. And before you know it, one of those beach balls is going to slip past you. You're not quite going to be able to hold it down. And then guess what? What tends to happen is all the beach balls come to the surface at the same time. So this is what I experienced last Friday. I had been stuffing down some emotions, and like I know better so much, but I still do this, you guys. I still do this. And I had been stewing over some uncomfortable emotions, just letting them kind of sit there and simmer, not really looking at them, not sitting with them for a few days. And on Friday, I was coming back from the gym. My big kids had been swimming in the pool, and one of them misplaced her jacket. And that was the last straw. That was the final thing that set me off. And I kid you not, I cried my eyes out all the way back home from the gym. It was like a 15-minute drive. And all the kids were silent. They were so silent because they didn't know what was going on with me. They didn't want to upset me anymore. They didn't know if it was their fault. I mean, it was just a shit show. And I had this massive breakdown. Now, had I acknowledged these emotions as they had been coming up and actually taken the time to sit with them, to look at what message they're trying to get to me, would I have had that breakdown? I don't think so. I can't say 100% for sure. Maybe that breakdown just needed to happen. But I do know that based on my patterns, that's what happens when I don't address the emotions as they come up in real time. So what do you do when you feel like crying, when you feel overwhelmed? My suggestion to you, mama, is just go cry. Go feel it. Feel it all the way. Feel it fully. Give yourself permission to feel the frustration, the anger, the sadness, the grief, the deep, heavy, ugly emotions, the uncomfortable emotions. Because if you don't own them, they will own you. And then they might just come spewing out at the most inconvenient time. For me, it was not convenient to have this massive breakdown on the way back home from the gym. I wanted to have a conversation with my big kids. I wanted to enjoy the ride back home, but that's not what happened. So, what you do when you feel like crying, just create space for yourself and go feel it. Feel it. No rush to get through it, to be okay again. Because The objective in that moment is not to get to okay. It's not to get to the place where you feel okay again. Now, instinctually, we all want to feel good. And we want to feel good as quickly as possible. So, of course, you're going to want to get through the emotions. But you see, if you rush through them, you're not doing yourself any favors. And you haven't fully acknowledged and addressed those intense emotions. Or even what may feel like kind of subtle emotions bubbling up. But I do guarantee you this. They're there for a reason. So take time, create some space for yourself to feel those emotions, to just sit with them and accept what is. And then get clear about what you want. Because we don't want to stay in the pit. We don't want to stay in that low place. But truly, to get the breakthrough that you really, really want in your heart, the breakthrough that you need to really make a powerful shift, you've got to look at the pain and sit with it. And that will motivate you. That will fuel you to make that shift. Not a fake, false lift that, oh, things are okay now, but then the same shit happens the next day or the next week or the next month or year. But a real, long-lasting, powerful shift. So again, if you feel completely overwhelmed and you feel like you just want to go cry, let yourself go cry. Give yourself permission to go there and then get clear about what you want. I know it's so simple and yet can be so challenging to actually apply. So I would love to hear your stories about this, ladies, in our Facebook group, the Mompreneur Self-Mastery Group. So if you're not a part of that group yet and you are a mom entrepreneur, I invite you to join us there. Again, if you just search Mompreneur Self-Mastery on Facebook, if you're a mom entrepreneur, come on in, request to join. We'd love to have you there. And of course, as always, you're welcome to check out the mother site, sexymamamovement.com, and email me with any thoughts or questions that you may have at info@sexymamamovement.com. That is it for today. Here is to you and your sexy life.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.